When Florida transitioned to a privatized health insurance program for the poor, the state inadvertently left out some foster kids, at least when it comes to dental care. The issue arose in February when a caller raised concerns on WFSU's perspectives. The Florida Dental Association was the guest on the public affairs program.
But it makes no sense to me that children in state custody should not be able to get dental services from the Florida Department of Health.
The FDA says at least eight counties were affected: Jefferson, Leon, Madison, Marion, Suwanee, Taylor, Volusia, and Wakulla. The Florida Department of Health has secured a contract with those health departments to provide dental care to foster kids. According to a new Service of Florida report, the number of children in foster care has increased in the last 2 years, 22,000 statewide, up from 17,500 in 2013. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.